I'm going to flip back to the duration of hormonal therapy in this question. Lori, how do you approach this decision, and does it change based on the patient's age?
Well, I must say I grapple with this because I think the data is not that clear as to what the optimal duration is. It's a function of the level of risk of the patient, of the degree to which the patient tolerates hormonal therapy, because in the face of uncertainty, some patients find ADT has a major effect on their quality of life and they beg for it to be stopped. So I think 6 months is a bare minimum. I threw up the comment that in the face of the D'Amico study, that the disease-free survival rate improvement was the same with 6 months of therapy in an intermediate risk cohort as 2 years. And we've never compared 6 months to longer duration in higher risk patients that I'm aware of. The compelling argument beyond 6 months is not that great that I'd continue with it in a patient who was having a lot of difficulty with the therapy. So it's 6 months to 3 years in my practice, and I kind of titrated according to risk and patient tolerability.
You know, it's interesting if you think about breast cancer, the other common tumor where hormonal therapy is utilized. We saw that 2 years of Tamoxifen was better than 1 year, five was better than two, 10 wasn't better than five. Now the aromatase inhibitors are looking at 10 versus five, but pretty significant differences based on duration. I guess, Mike, at this point, we just don't have the data in this situation to really be able to answer that.
No, and I agree with Lori that while the D'Amico study never compared those two, it does suggest, and he even has suggested, that perhaps longer courses would be better. But I agree, I have difficulty getting through our patients beyond 6 months. And again, that study only used lower doses of radiation as well. So what the role of it with higher doses remains unclear. And again, I think going back to Howard's point, what is a high-risk patient? It's such a heterogeneous group, the way this has been defined in the trials and what we think of as high risk. Obviously, the volume of disease is a critical aspect that maybe it should be based on volume rather than on these arbitrary nomenclatures of high risk.
I mean, you and I have been working together for a long time, and I don't categorically start hormones. We say, why are we giving this hormones? Are we doing it because the target volume is too high based on the extent of the cancer or the size of the gland? Are we doing it because of metastatic risk? That's the initial discussion. It's not a categorical decision to start everyone on hormones.
Tom?
But we do know that from the Hanks data that his other arm of that study was 2 months before and 2 months during radiation therapy. So we do have a comparison of so-called neoadjuvant hormonal therapy versus 28 months, and in the subset analysis, the group that showed the best benefit was the so-called high-risk patient. So I think the question of 6 months, well, I mean, you know, they did define at least an eight. Well, D'Amico's was all intermediate risk.
I know, D'Amico's control arm did extremely well. So you arguably were over-treating almost 80% of those
patients. I would agree with you, but in the high-risk group, the neoadjuvant of 4 months did not do as well as the 28 months. And that was a subgroup analysis which was justified because it was designed at the start of the study.
Okay.
So I think that's the only hard evidence we have one way or the other.
Jerry?
If you look at these trials, granted there are a lot of good randomized trials, one problem I have is that none of the studies are really pure. Maybe you could argue that D'Amico's study is the best in the sense that there was a more limited group of intermediate risk patients. But even there, you could get in with a very high PSA or you could get in with a high Gleason score. But the lack of homogeneity may in part explain why, you know, one of the RTOG trials takes 10 years to see a benefit, and the BOLA trial, you see a benefit earlier. So I wonder if we really need to be a little bit more careful when we're designing these trials. We want to get them done. We want to include a lot of patients. But in doing that, we may be camouflaging which patients are high risk that have metastatic disease who benefit from hormone therapy, and which patients are high risk with extensive local disease that will benefit from a higher dose of radiation. When you put them all together, we're crisscrossing between this study shows that this duration will benefit patients, and another study says you don't need as much. I'm just worried that we may be fooling ourselves without really knowing which patients are benefiting from which of these treatments.